Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're celebrating our 18th anniversary on the air of our broadcast. 1997, we started all this mayhem, and we're glad you're here. Thanks for being part of my day, and thanks for 18 great years. As I said earlier in the hour, part of what we're celebrating is the fact that we survived. And I can tell you, that's no mean feat, is it, folks? Those of you, I see you nodding your heads out there. And somebody who knows all about that is our good friend Sam Norwood. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now 14 years. He's an independent advisor in his career to a number of CEOs. He has been the CEO of a publicly traded company, and now he's a very important independent advisor to you and me, and among other things. And he's here to share some of his wisdom with us. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Sam. Real quick story, folks. We're talking about supply chain. You being part of a supply chain of the big boxes, and many years ago, probably more than 25 years ago, almost 30 years ago, I had a client in my consulting business that was doing business with the biggest of all the boxes, and before long, they were taking almost all of his production. And then before long after that, they were squeezing him on price. And over a period of about 3 years, they squeezed him right out of business. In three years, they went from being like a godsend to him. He can't believe I'm doing business with these people. Lord, have mercy. What have I done to deserve this wonderful blessing, right? 3 years later, he's cursing them because they have literally put him out of business. What do you think?
Boy, that's a familiar story.
Yeah.
the big box retailers, I was with a company for many years that included operations that were suppliers to big box, mm-hmm. and I'm really familiar with how they squeeze. It's everybody's. You start a business, you got something going, you really hope for the big hit, the big opportunity comes, and you commit, and you're a hit with the customer, and pretty soon you're really drawn in. And then
it's seductive the fact that they've even taken your phone call, isn't it?
Yeah, and you get an appointment and with a real buyer, and the
right.
buyer seems impressed, and boy, you've made your day.
You go home and tell your family we're one step away from having it made.
yeah, happy days are here again, and then our experience was they'll rotate through various themes. Every year is a different theme. Mm-hmm. 1 year, it's sharpen your pencil. We're going to go from five suppliers to three. We need to have your best price. The
right.
next year is we want tighter inventory, just-in-time inventory. You got to step
right.
up your service. You warehouse.
All this is costing you money, by the way. Even if they don't make you lower your price, they're asking you for more service. Like okay, we've changed our barcoding system. You have to put on your boxes our new barcoding system.
Exactly.
Which means it's going to cost you money.
You can't say no. I mean, you're dependent on this. And then they come around and they say, well, you know how we used to we would pay you in 45 days. Now it's 60.
Right.
Or it used to be 60 days, now it's 75.
90, yeah.
And the end result is the big box retailers quite often will have the product in on the shelves and sold at retail long before
right.
you, the supplier, get paid.
Get your money. And they get yeah. they get the float. Now, let's put a parallel time, a parallel a track in that timeline that you just gave, Sam. All during those different things that he just mentioned, you're being seduced into going from where that company is none of your revenue stream to 10% to 20% to 50% to 80%.
Yeah.
To maybe almost 100%. All this time you're being seduced into making a bigger commitment to them because they're who they are.
Yep.
And not realizing it's like a siren, isn't it? Like the siren song.
Yeah. Right? It draws you in.
Yeah.
And so with clients that I have that are in the mode of dealing with big box retailers, one of the rules of thumb we use is do not allow more than 20% of your sales to be going to big box retailers.
Mm-hmm.
It means you need to cultivate your other channels of distribution, or at least not one big box retailer. You need to never get into a position where you can't say no.
That's exactly where we're going to leave it for this segment. What a great way to do it. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, NorwoodAnalytics.com. Sam and I will be right back with more on this topic after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.